Well, it's true. You know it. I know it. We are sinners. And the readings today give us the opportunity to reflect upon our experience of sin in two different ways. Sin as a choice and sin as a wound. So let's consider that. So we hear, of course, the prophet Ezekiel say today, when someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he has committed that he must die. This is sin as a choice, right? Whenever we know in our conscience that some thought, word, or deed is contrary to the law of God, to the will of God, but we go ahead and choose to do it anyway, we are committing sin, and we are damaging or possibly even destroying the life of God within us, depending, of course, on whether or not we are committing a venial sin or a mortal sin. And indeed, we should be aware of that, that there are choices that we can make in our life which are so contrary to who God is that to make them is to cut off ourselves totally from the life of God. And that if we do not repent from those mortal sins, that they can send us to hell for all eternity. So it's not a light thing to choose against God. So what is the remedy when we have chosen against God, when we have fallen into sin, especially mortal sin? Well, that's the good news, if you want, of the gospel today, is it is simply another choice. As Jesus points out in the case of these two sons in the gospel today who change their minds, we are free. We are always free to make a new and a different choice, the choice of repentance. And whenever we repent from our sin, in the case of mortal sin, of course, we repent by going through the sacrament of confession. We receive the grace of Jesus Christ poured out in a new way. You know, as that beautiful passage from St. Paul in our second reading today put it, Jesus hanging upon the cross, what does he do? He empties himself. He humbled himself, St. Paul says, becoming obedient even to death on a cross. Why? So that he could pour himself out, pour his life out for the forgiveness of our sins. All we have to do to receive that life, to receive that grace, is make the choice to repent of our sins. So that's one way that we experience sin, as a choice. And repentance as a choice. But there's a second way, too, in which we often experience sin, and that is sin as a wound. You know, it's something that needs to be healed. Your soul is not a light switch. You know, you can't turn it off and on. It's not like, now I'm in sin, now I'm not in sin, now I'm in sin, now I'm not in sin. It doesn't work that way. Every time that we sin, we inflict a wound upon our soul. And that wound takes time to heal. You know, just like anything else in life, if you are injured physically playing soccer, right? The doctor doesn't just put a cast on your leg and say, all right, go play some more soccer. No, it takes time to heal. Or if you experience some, psychological shock in your life, you just don't get over it. It takes time. Maybe you need to go to therapy to overcome that. As I mentioned before, today we remember the tragic accident that happened to four of the ladies here in our parish a year ago. And we're glad that some of them could be with us this morning. And as I'm sure we're all aware, even though it has been an entire year since that incident, they and their families are still going through the process of healing, both physically and psychologically. And, it was such a beautiful thing to see you, to see our parish rally around our sisters and their families as they were going through that tragic accident, and to show them the love and the support of God, and to really allow them that opportunity to begin the process of healing. And so, you know, we want to say to you ladies, Valerie, I don't think Valerie was able to be here with us today, but Valerie and Tracy and Jen and Shannon, that although I'm sure a year later there are not as many people asking after your health or dropping off little gifts all the time, you are still always in our thoughts and in our prayers here at this parish. And if there's anything that we can do for you or your families, just ask and we will do all in our power. But the point there is that sin is exactly like that. It is like that wound. It is something that needs to be healed. Just like that son in the gospel today who first of all says no, but then changes his mind. Sin is a process for many of us, one that is a process of healing. You know, in the traditional language of the church, we call this the temporal punishment due to sin. So that even after you've had a sin forgiven, that wound remains there. And so, you know, things like the penance that the priest gives you at the end of confession, or indulgences, or even the whole concept of purgatory, is all about the fact that sin is something that needs to be healed in our lives. It is a process of healing. And also, here in our own parish, in our community, there is that process that we can go through of being healed. I mentioned going to confession. You know, one of the good practices that we often can do in our lives is what the church calls a general confession. You may have already confessed a sin in the past, and you know it's forgiven, but you learn something new about that sin, or you learn something new about yourself. And to go and confess it again as part of a general confession often is a way of experiencing in a deeper and more profound way the healing love of God. So although, you know, if you're a scrupulous person, you should never do that. Never do that. But for most of us, you know, to do that every once in a while on special occasions in our lives can be very healing for our souls. But even just the community at large is an important source of God's healing. You know, one of the saddest things that I think is when people feel that because they're entangled in some kind of a life of sin, you know, like they're in a irregular marriage situation or they're stuck in some sort of an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they so often feel like, well, I can't be part of church. I can't come to Mass on Sundays because they can't receive the sacraments and things like that maybe. But how important it is that they should come here and be supported by our community. Not that they're going to tell everybody what their problem is necessarily, but that they have that connection, that personal connection to the love of Jesus Christ so that we can support them just in the same way that we support those people who are physically, psychologically injured in our community. We want to support those who have been injured by sin. And so those are the two ways that we experience sin, as a choice and as a wound. And, you know, just as a kind of final thought here, to understand those two aspects of sin helps us also to understand the pro-life movement. I mentioned that today is Respect Life Sunday, and we think about respecting life during this month of October. And if we understand those two ways of sin, we also understand the ways in which the pro-life movement works. Because on the one hand, to be pro-life is to never shy away from speaking the truth about the evil of sin, right? Even those very delicate situations when you have a woman who has experienced an abortion, or when you have a family who has an elderly parent that's contemplating ending their own life, right? These can be obviously situations where we need to be compassionate. But as pro-life people, we can never stop speaking the truth that these are choices that can separate us from God, even separate us eternally from God, and they must be avoided. So that's sin as a choice. But on the other hand, of course, the other great emphasis of the pro-life movement is to support those people who find themselves in a situation of sin and to help them begin the process of healing. That's why we spend so much time and energy and money on creating crisis pregnancy centers or programs to minister to those in hospice situations or caring for the poor and homeless or even ministry to those who are on death row. All of those are ways in which we as the church tries to support those who find themselves needing healing from sin. So whether it is I myself that needs to receive the healing support of the God and the community from our sin, or whether we are being called to give that support to one another, let us remember that the real source, the real remedy, is the body of Christ, whether in sacrament or in community. And let us repent from our own sins and experience anew the healing power of God's forgiveness.